This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Look at it, it ain't gonna play.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let me just mention this. I think more radio hosts should be in positions of authority because you have to have a lot of patience to work with computers like I do, trying to make a radio show happen. And then when it doesn't, and I'm seized with this insane desire to stick my fist in the screen of this computer up to my shoulder prior to me shooting it numerous times and dancing on it. Well, that just tells you right there how much self-control I got, huh? That's just the epitome of it all. I'm not really going to do that. I would never dance on a computer. Anyway. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Lincoln Osiris of Pipefitters Union. We're going to be talking to him tonight. And we're going to be talking to, Friday night, we're going to be talking to Kit Cope as Spikes Tactical has joined the fold as well. Pipefitters Union, Spikes Tactical. Man, what kind of a tandem is that? Now, right now, the media is out there very eagerly seeking to find a tipping point in the gun debate. They want to declare that you and me and everybody else that supports the Second Amendment, that we're losing the culture war against guns and that gun sales are plummeting because Americans don't buy gun control threats. Oh, well, nothing like a few facts to throw a little water on that fire. The FBI's new report on firearms background checks contradicts that media narrative altogether. So, background checks for February 2018 reached the second highest February level ever, even exceeding the February 2013 level reached after Obama issued 23 executive orders on gun safety as a response to the Newtown, Connecticut murders. But let's stop calling these things shootings, shall we? These are not shootings. When me and you go to the range, you know what we're doing? We're shooting. Let's not buy into the vernacular that they have put in place. Alan Corwin has taught me this now. He'll be with us tomorrow, too. So the Newtown, Connecticut rampage murders, let's call it that. February 2018 background check numbers were exceeded only by February 2016 when Hillary Clinton, who had previously advocated an Australian-style gun buyback, was the front-runner for president. There's never going to be an Australian-style gun buyback here in the United States. If they're looking for a tipping point, that would be one. Because the Australian-style gun buyback consisted of this. A bunch of Aussies got out there in government and said, hey, turn in your guns, we're going to give you what we think they're worth, and if you don't, we're coming after you with the government. That was the gun buyback. And doing that here in the United States is definitely not going to, that's going to be a no-go. February 2018 results were all but completed when Trump made comments in a meeting with lawmakers that unnerved some Second Amendment supporters on the last day of the month. But, you know, like I said, I think he's sort of setting somebody up. And if he isn't, well, then that would be the death of him, politically anyway. Statistics on background checks do not, never have, represent the number of firearms sold, but they're viewed as a proxy estimate for actual gun sales numbers. The media campaign to promote new gun controls and demoralize Second Amendment supporters has featured such recent headlines as conservatives are losing the culture war over guns. Trump gun slump sales plummet as Americans don't buy gun control threats. Or Trump slump for gun sales isn't reversing. Or thanks to Trump slump, shops have more guns than buyers. Peter Beinart's culture war column in the Atlantic.com cites corporations cutting ties with the NRA, along with the CNN town hall booing of spokeswoman Dana Loesch to make the case that Americans' attitudes toward guns are changing. No, they're not. No, they are not. Listen, I listened to the guys from Arbalest Coral about these boycotts at some of these places. I didn't even know they had those. And I'm fairly well wired into most of these systems as far as looking at what they got. I didn't know they had them. And I would not have joined them. That would not be the reason I joined them. To get a discount on a budget rent-a-car. Or to get a discount on a hotel. Or to get a discount on a flight ticket. Now, Beinart may be describing the intent rather than the result of the media campaign. He wrote, even when conservatives win elections and pass laws, they look at the trend among cultural elites, the media, Hollywood, universities, even corporations, and feel like they're losing. But that's because what's actually happening is the cultural elites, they're the ones that are losing. The FBI report indicates that by the end of this year, there will have been more than 300 million background checks in the 20 years of record keeping. Americans like guns, and they like them even more than ever, no matter what the cultural elites want you to think. Two anecdotal accounts from recent gun shows illustrate another trend. At a Tampa, Florida gun show, one vendor estimated that only 10% of gun show shoppers were firearms aficionados. The rest were either newcomers or dabblers. At a Waukesha, Wisconsin gun, I hope I pronounced that right, a vendor said, I think a lot of the new buyers do come into the market as soon as it's in the news. They're going, well, maybe I should get one before they ban them. It is having the absolute opposite effect of what they intended. Alana Abramson at Time.com writes that membership in the NRA and gun rights groups across the country is spiking. She quotes the head of the Georgia gun owners who says, as soon as anti-gun attacks started coming in on Twitter, Facebook, and in the media, we began to hear from people who didn't even own guns, who wanted to join up or contribute out of solidarity in defense of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The head of the Nevada Firearms Coalition says gun owners themselves weren't being demonized after Las Vegas, but after the Florida shooting, there was a definite push to demonize honest gun owners and to demonize the NRA. And I think that's what's provoked their response, and in that he is correct. Describing the post-Florida increase in gun control activism, Abramson notes an NRA board member who says, we've never had this level of opposition before, not ever. It's a campaign of lies and distortion, but it's very well funded, and they're playing on the sympathy factor of kids getting killed. Times.com gave the last word to Shannon Watts, the founder of Moms Demand Action. That's not true. She didn't found it. She just got hired to run it. She says of the gun lobby what really applies to the anti-gun movement. They specialize in exploiting shooting tragedies. That's projection, people. That's where they're getting out there. Most pro-gun advocates look at all crime and say we should fight that. So they're constantly looking at all crime and saying we should fight that. We should protect the innocent. More people should be able to protect themselves. Let's educate them. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then these guys only come out when they think there is the wind in the air and they can put their backs to it and sail. So if anybody specializes in exploiting a shooting tragedy, which this is not a shooting tragedy, like I said, they specialize in murder tragedies, in mass murder tragedies. And in certain cases, they specialize in going after things that should have been prevented. So, just my thoughts on it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Man, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tighter look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, the Boyd's Gun Stock, what it has done for the Scout Rifle is actually, I think, what Cooper would have liked for it to have been if he could have seen it through. It supplies all the little touches exactly where you need them. And that's the At One Gun Stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, let's discuss if we can. Because they always want to discuss this. So let's, you and me, discuss violence with guns. But I want to point some things out. According to the CDC, every day, 30 Americans die in a motor vehicle crash that involves drunk driving. What kind of restrictions should be placed on automobile ownership? After all, you know, should there be a federal background check in order for you to obtain a driver's license or to purchase a car? The FBI's 2015 Uniform Crime Report shows that nearly three times more people were stabbed or hacked to death than were killed with shotguns and rifles combined. Number of shotgun and rifle deaths totaled 548. People who were stabbed or hacked to death totaled 1,573. Should you have to go through a background check to buy a knife? Should there be a waiting period for buying a knife? Now, you would probably argue that it is utter nonsense to deal with drunk driving deaths and knife deaths by having federal background checks and waiting periods to get a driver's license or to buy a gun or a car or, excuse me, a car or a knife. You would recognize, just as the courts and the general public do, that cars and knives are inanimate. They do not act on their own. So if you want to do something about deaths resulting from drunk driving or being stabbed or hacked to death, we must focus on individuals. We'd never have locked up a gun, a car, a knife for a crime because they don't commit crimes. It would be folly and gross negligence of victims for us to focus on inanimate objects like cars and knives and guns. Guns are also inanimate objects, and like cars and knives, cannot act on their own. So it's sort of stupid to focus on guns in the cases of murder. Shooting deaths. Now, you may be asking, what about the availability? For most of our history, until 1994, 1998, whenever it was, a person could walk into a hardware or department store or a gun store virtually anywhere in the United States and buy a rifle or a pistol. The 1902 Sears mail order catalog had 35 pages of firearm advertisements. Other catalogs and magazines from the 40s and the 50s and 60s were full of gun advertisements directed to both youngsters and parents. Like, published by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, What Every Parent Should Know When a Boy or Girl Wants a Gun. Another magazine advertised, Get This Cowboy Carbine With Your Christmas Money. Just a few states even had age restrictions for buying guns. Private transfers of guns to juveniles were unrestricted. Often a 12th or 14th birthday present from a father to his son was a shiny new 22 caliber rifle. Today, there's far less availability of shotguns and rifles and pistols than any time in our history. That should raise a question. Despite the greater accessibility to guns in previous decades, why wasn't there the kind of violence that we see with today's far more restricted access to guns? Have rifles and pistols changed their behavior from yesteryear? And are they now out committing mayhem and evil? If you answer that yes, then you have a mental illness. So if guns haven't changed, only the availability of guns has gone down, then it stands to reason, you know, in a crime involving any of these things, a gun, a knife, a car, the driving force behind it is the person that gets into it, picks it up. You can listen to the half-witted psychobabble about stopping children from playing schoolyard games like cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians. That's not going to do much. Calling for more gun restrictions, gun-free zones, and other measures, that's not going to do anything. You're going to have to come to grips with the fact that laws and regulations alone cannot produce a civilized society. Our first line of defense against uncivilized behavior is morality. Moral standards of conduct have been under siege in our country for over half a century. Do you see the correlation I just made there? Moral standards of conduct have gone down over the last half century, just as these kinds of mass public rampage shootings have begun to go up. We now live in a time of if it feels good, do it. Moral absolutes have been abandoned as a guiding principle. We've been taught not to be judgmental, that one lifestyle or set of values is just as good as another. We no longer hold people accountable for their behavior, and we accept excuse making. So, these problems of murder and mayhem and other forms of antisocial behavior are going to continue until we regain our moral footing. Now, you may want to sit there and, you know, hey, look, I'm the last one to judge anyone. I judge myself. And then I leave the rest of it to somebody else, a higher power that I know exists. You don't have to. I don't care. Getting out there and saying that we have no need for any boundaries or restrictions in our behavior is folly. Because that's look where we've gotten with it. It all started with adults when I was a kid. Their example led to the examples put before us. The examples that we made of ourselves raised our kids. And now our kids are raising this, the Tide Pod people, the Tide Pod generation. So I hope not all of them are like that. I know they aren't. I know they're not all like that. But we have got to get back to being a nation based upon a moral standard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, at Boyd's, what they've done is they've taken the time to take different people and test them with these gun stocks. And to find the proper fit, to find the proper ergonomic shape for you. And that's what sets them apart. And I mean, the other thing that sets them apart, go look at anybody else out there right now that's selling these things and look at their price point. And then go look at Boyd's, and you'll buy Boyd's. You're buying wood. You're buying, when you get it, it's going to be a fresh gun stock. It's not going to be one that's been sitting around for who knows how long. It'll be brand new, just made for you. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. It is not hard for you to find a poll out there that seems to support gun control. They're all over the place. They're very ubiquitous. They're out there in enough numbers that many people believe that the majority of American people support restricting the individual right to keep and bear arms. But then, occasionally, there will be an attack of lucidity. And recently there was an article where a self-described pollster addresses why we don't get gun control despite this supposed support. And the real reason he gives is straightforward. It's about how we're a republic, not a democracy, and so even overwhelming support for legislation doesn't necessarily translate to that legislation being passed. But his second and third explanations are where things really get interesting. He says, second, polling and public opinion are not as straightforward as they seem. Focusing on only one or two poll questions can distort the public's views regarding gun control. Polling numbers generally show strong support for gun control measures, such as universal background checks and an assault weapons ban. But simultaneously, most Americans think that additional gun control measures won't reduce violent crime. This is not surprising because most Americans don't blame guns for these tragedies. And policy that reflects the will of the people may collide with legitimate legal constraints. Crafting legislation that disqualifies those we all agree should not possess firearms, but protects the rights of law-abiding citizens, is actually a very difficult balance to achieve. As an example, the ACLU opposed an order that would have prevented Social Security recipients with mental disabilities who have others managing their benefits from purchasing firearms. Now notice that they don't tell you how they're adjudicated to have a mental deficiency, other than the fact that somebody manages their checkbook. Assault weapons are difficult to define and thus legally banned because semi-automatic rifles can be used for hunting too, as can AR-style rifles, although they are not commonly used for that purpose, but that is coming. Finally, the influence of voters and interest groups can counteract the influence of the majority's opinion in swaying policy. For example, who votes matters. Gun owners are more likely than non-owners to vote based on the issue of gun control, to have contacted an elected official about gun rights, and to have contributed money to an organization that takes a position on gun control. Such differing rates of political activity are to be expected because many gun owners fear their rights are or will be restricted, and that drives them to the polls. But the frequent appearances of gun control advocates in the news can lead to the erroneous impression that they are more passionate than gun rights supporters. All of that is a very valid assessment of why a poll can supposedly show support for gun control, and nothing ever seems to pass. But I would wager that these aren't all the reasons. These are the ones that can't be presented without insulting or impugning the integrity of that guy's fellow pollsters. I think polls are a propaganda tool, plain and simple. I think, for example, the exit poll of elections. The exit polls are out there, and I think they're designed to keep you from wanting to go to the polls. Today in South Carolina, Hillary Clinton was leading by a margin of 0.9%, so we're calling it for Hillary Clinton. No need to vote anymore. She's already won it. Go home. Yeah. Polls are meant to change your behavior. Or influence your behavior, if you will. And they can't influence it any other way during an election, because when the election, on voting day, everything is, it's on fire then. It's in play. It's in motion. Nothing they can do at that point. You can have all the signs and do all the other stuff, and it's all just going to happen. So, I'm not a big fan of polls. I don't know if you can tell that. There's other issues that exist, such as misleading questions and phrasing that fails to address how strongly someone feels about a topic. They touched on that slightly, but it doesn't point out that this can be a willful attempt on the part of some pollsters to try to manipulate public perception. Peer pressure is a thing, and it doesn't only affect school-age kids. There's very little difference between us as adults as they were when we were kids. Now, it was nice to see this being addressed in a calm, collected way. But the mere fact that somebody's out there saying, well, there's reasons for this. Well, yeah, no kidding. I knew this already. Thanks for pointing out what I already knew. So, polls. When you hear about a poll about overwhelmingly America supports gun control, really, where did you get your sample? How big is your sample? No, really. How big is your sample? Where is it? What is the preponderance of Republicans to Democrats? I want to know your formula. Give me your formula. And if you can't give me your formula, shut up. Publish it somewhere else. I'm not reading it. The best thing anybody can do with a poll, no matter what it is, whether it is an election or trying to gauge. This is a poll is another thing. A poll is used to signal a politician. So the politician will get out there and they may commission a poll. And, you know, they're going to use the poll. They're going to use the poll results, of course, to point out that I've got all this overwhelming support for this and I've got overwhelming support for that. And it's just going to happen. It is inevitable. The tide has turned. We have reached the tipping point. But remember, it was inevitable that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. That was an inevitability. There was no ambiguity about it at all. It was going to be President Pantsuit until the polls and the pundits and everything else. They're sitting out there and talking about something, and then there's the actual event. And when the actual event comes out there, it doesn't matter who prognosticated what. It doesn't matter who tried to predict anything. All that matters is the numbers that are coming in. And as we saw, those numbers, well, electorally, Hillary was stomped into the mud, vanquished, defeated handily. Thank you, America, for that. But polls, if you see a poll, just say, you know, this would be a good time now for me to go rearrange my sock drawer or something, you know, something instructive. Go do something. Don't pay attention to the polls, ever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, look at that. I didn't do that. Take that out of there. There we go. Thank you so much. The one time I missed it. Boyd's Gun Stocks, you know, this is the interface between you and your weapon. And that is very important. How it feels when you pull it into you as you get ready to make that shot can make the difference between where that shot goes, where you want it to go, versus it missing. And that's all the reason in the world. Go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, let us finish this hour, shall we? Mass murders are horrendous things. And it would be nice for me to sit here and say, well, we have finally finished the last one we're ever going to have to endure of these. And that would be a lie. Yeah. One of the things that happens after these events, and this is actually not something that bothers me, but the renewed vigor in the gun debate. The anti-gun crusaders use the corpses of the dead as a platform to push their agenda. They lash out at any pro-gun rhetoric as being somehow out of line in light of what happened. And the thing is, there has to be a reason why these events happen. One completely independent of firearm access, because millions of people have guns, yet only a tiny few commit these atrocities. Over at the Volokh conspiracy, there's an interesting examination of some similarities in three major mass shootings. The Stockton murderer could have been stopped before he started if the government had enforced existing criminal law or had used existing law to commit and provide mental health treatment for a plainly disturbed and imminently dangerous individual. In California, they call it 5150. That's the code. Same has been true of many subsequent mass killers. In an article for the Howard Law Journal, Clayton Kramer and Oleg Vogel detailed other notorious homicides, including mass shootings, that could have been prevented if existing law had been used to commit and treat people who were well known to be severely and dangerously mentally ill. Decade after Stockton, the law enforcement system failed again at Columbine High School. The year before Columbine, in the spring of 1998, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office had prepared an affidavit to ask for a search warrant for the home of one of the criminals. The affidavit was based on his published death threats on the internet and on the discovery in a park a mile and a half from his home of bombs like the ones that he bragged about making. The fact of the never-executed search was unknown to the public until 2 years after Columbine, when 60 Minutes 2 uncovered the affidavit by using Colorado's Open Record Act. Why the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office dropped the matter remains a mystery. The office admitted in court that it had been shredded that it had shredded many of its Columbine documents. Why would you do that? The pattern set by Stockton and repeated at Parkland High School was repeated at Parkland High School, but even worse. And there, too, the criminal openly identified himself as an incipient mass murderer. The Stockton criminal's various felonies at least had led to arrests and misdemeanor convictions, but the Parkland criminal's open and shut felonies, such as an explicit violent threats against the school, never even resulted in an arrest. Part of the problem was apparently that the Broward sheriff and the school administration were diligently implementing the Obama administration's demand to shut down the school-to-prison pipeline by not arresting students. This was a reasonable policy for students who committed crimes such as truancy or possession of alcohol on school grounds. It was not reasonable for the Parkland criminal's assault and death threats. This criminal should have been put in a pipeline from school to prison. Instead, the Broward sheriff and the school ended up running a school to graveyard pipeline. So there's a lot of instances where there's been a lot of failures that are related to law enforcement dropping the ball. I get that being a police officer running a police department, a sheriff's office is tough. But in all of these cases we're looking at, we have some deeply troubled people with a history of concerning behavior. Only in Columbine did the killers not purchase their weapons legally. They were too young and they had to get a straw buyer, which would have been likely been impossible had action been taken sooner. Now, these are the acts that are used to justify taking away our rights. But they shouldn't be. These should not be the acts that call for reform of our law enforcement system so that these oversights don't continue. So that no one who exhibits these signs is given a free pass. If taking away our Second Amendment rights was the only way or even a way to stop these killings, that would be one thing, but it's not the case. Instead, we need to start with something that might make a difference between without infringing on the constitutionally protected rights of people who haven't done anything wrong. And that's the thing, isn't it? That's the problem for these laws. It's very hard to strike a balance with a policy that does not infringe upon your rights while at the same time keeps guns from some of these people. That's not my problem. It's not your problem. So you know, when you sit here and you look at some of these after-action reviews of some of these events and you see the series of errors, I could see some of them. I could see some of them occurring, but I don't understand how they all occur, how we have this perfect storm of nearly malfeasance that leads to these tragedies. I have no idea how I would feel if my failure in my job led to the deaths of kids. I mean, it's one of those things where it would be the same for me if I pulled off in my car and there was a child so low that I ran over them and I didn't see them when I took off. This stuff just gets to me. I mean, just thinking about how it's preventable gets to me. Thinking about the fact that all of this is telegraphed, and yet we do nothing about it, gets to me. So, when we're looking at these things and everything, look, I don't want to beat up on the cops. I have a high respect for law enforcement. I know they have a few bad apples. They are not all bad by any stretch of the imagination. That overwhelmingly, the vast percentage of them are pro-gun and they're pro-you being armed. So, yes, they are on our side. And it's just these glaring examples where you would think to yourself, we're never going to, somebody would say to themselves, we're never going to let this happen again. Never, ever again. And then they put things into play. And there's a lot of things they could put into play. In California, Elliot Rogers and the Stockton shooter and all these other people. In California, long before they had the gun violence restraining order, they had Code 5150, which is also the name of a Van Halen album, but it's actually a penal code. And if you are found to be a danger to others or yourself, well, then you get taken off and you're up for 72 hours and you're involuntarily committed. And I'm almost certain in California that means that you don't get to buy any guns anymore. And they approached Elliot Rogers, Isla Vista, whatever they call him, wherever that was, and 9 sheriff's deputies approached him and just thought he was a really well-behaved young fella. So, this is one of these long haul operations that we're in. Coming up next, the owner operator of Pipe Hitters Union joins us again, Lincoln Osiris. We're going to do a little therapy for both of us. That's good stuff. That's coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.